SBS Radio.
With the Chinese region at the coronavirus epicenter reporting another 242 deaths in just 24 hours, the COVID-19 public health crisis seems far from over. It's prompted the federal government to extend the ban on Chinese nationals travelling to Australia by 7 days. The ban was scheduled to expire on Saturday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is acting on advice from Australia's chief medical officers, and it is not a decision that's been taken lightly.
We've agreed to accept the recommendations that have been provided to us to maintain the ban on the an entry restriction on foreign nationals who have recently been in mainland China for a further week to protect Australians from the risk of coronavirus. So this is something we will continue to review on a weekly basis and to consider all of the medical evidence that is coming forward.
But unions have accused the government of unfairly targeting temporary migrant visa holders in China, who have been prevented from returning to their jobs in Australia. Director of the Migrant Workers Centre, Matt Kunkel, has told SBS these employees are suffering badly.
Well, the extension of the travel ban just means at least another 7 days without access to their jobs. They can't earn income. Some of them are separated from their families back here in Australia. It's just a very difficult situation for many people stuck in China. Why is the government only preventing those with temporary visas from coming back into the country? There's no basis in the health science about this that's against the World Health Organization's advice. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
Mr. Kunkel says these workers are crucial to the Australian economy.
10% of the total workforce in Australia is made up of temporary migrants, and many of those do come from China. Australia can't do without temporary migration under the current system. Temporary migrants feed us, they take us from place to place, they're also working in our hospitals, they're absolutely embedded in every part of our economy, and that's why this ban makes absolutely no sense, because Australia needs temporary migrants to work.
Health officials in Hubei said 242 people died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. And the latest figures show the fastest rise in daily deaths since December, bringing the toll in the province to 1,310. But back in Australia, public health officials are warning against panic as Chinese restaurants report a huge drop in clientele. One of Melbourne's well-established venues has shut down after more than 30 years of trading. Shark Fin House reporting that takings have dropped by 80%, with its owner also worried about the viability of his other Chinatown venue, Shark Fin Inn. Executive Director of Health Protection in New South Wales, Dr. Jeremy McAnulty, has urged diners not to be concerned about visiting Chinese restaurants.
It's really safe to attend restaurants and other facilities. There's, people do not need to wear masks. There's no evidence of transmission in the general community. Certainly, it's very important that we show solidarity with our Chinese friends and citizens to make sure they're feeling supported.
But there is some good news, with the last person diagnosed with COVID-19 in New South Wales, a 43-year-old man, now discharged from hospital. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.